Shorty rock to the beat for your boy. Shorty, yeah, do yeah, it, hey. Yeah. Rock to the beat for your boy. Radio killer, yeah, killer, yeah, killer. Hey. Shorty clap it, shorty type it.
What up, what up? This is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. And welcome to the Nyx Mix at 6, where I will be your host every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. So tonight, I got some interesting things lined up for you guys. So there's this bra that actually has pockets, which to me is totally revolutionary. And who is Snoop Dogg throwing shade at? And this new single from this beautiful and soulful Miss Alicia Keys. And also, don't forget, I got your girl of the week and the clown of the day. So again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu at the Nyx Mix at 6. So to start this night off right, I got some Destiny Child, Say My Name.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You acting kind of shady, ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. If no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game, say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady, ain't calling me baby. Better say my name. Any other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. If I'm a girl that you claim, why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday? I know you said that I was doing things. Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Say my name, say my name. You acting kinda shady, ain't calling me baby. Better say my name. Other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, in at the same, every other word is a hum, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. If I'm a girl that you claim, why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you said that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
I know you said that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Nobody told you back from me.
I know you said that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Nobody told you back from me.
I know you said that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Nobody told you back from me.
I know you said that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
that was a classic. Destiny's Child, Say My Name. So next up, I got your hate it or love it of the week. So first off, for my hate it or love it, it is a bra with pockets. So I'm the kind of person that hates bringing more than I should. So I love purses, but I hate bringing a purse with me. So Jewelry Bra Company is the first functional, comfy, and sexy pocketed bra created to give women freedom, confidence, and security. So it's designed with side pockets that can hold your cell phone, your ID, your key, and cash. So it is also lightly padded push-up bra, and it is currently available in only colors in black and snow leopard. So I actually went to Vegas earlier this year before school started, and you know, our dresses for us girls, we didn't really have pockets in them, so we really resorted to putting everything in our bra. So having that handy with us is pretty cool, but it's kind of comfortable. So actually having a bra, you know, with pockets to be able to put our stuff in comes in so much handy. So it resells for about $29.99. Like I said, it's handy and convenient. And I'm the type of person, of course, that loses pretty much everything. Like, I will literally put my phone down, come back, and be like, oh my God, where's my phone? So having these things on me is so much better and so much easier. And it doesn't hurt you. It looks like it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't poke because it does have mesh surrounding it. So it prevents things from, you know, hurting you or making it feel uncomfortable. So my verdict for this hate it or love it this week with a Jewelry Bra is very much love it. So you can order that online at jewelrybra.com. So like I said, it's $29.99, and the colors right now they only have is a black and snow leopard. Next up, a Amazon store. So one thing I hate is waiting, especially for packages that I did order online. So it's literally like the worst thing to wait for. And sometimes if you order something on Amazon, it can literally ship from China or somewhere outside of USA. So it usually takes maybe about a month, almost even sometimes a month or two to just receive it. So now Amazon is opening a store where you can order in the morning and have it at the end of the day for pickup. So the store will also can do returns, exchanges, and you can actually also, like, say you want to buy something. And so when, like, sucky things about ordering online is that you don't know how it is like in person. So with the store, you would be able to try out the product, see how it works, see how it looks, see how it feels, and would be able to go back home and order it when you go back home. So that's pretty dope, you know, because ordering online, you kind of have a judgy, like, oh my God, am I going to waste money on this? Is this really worth it? So you can actually go to the store, try it out, see if you like it, and go back home and order it back at home. But the only location that they're going to open is in New York, which is right across the Empire State Building. So this first store is basically going to be a test run for Amazon. If the store does go well, Amazon does plan on opening more stores around, you know, around the country, so people will be able to make shopping online so much easier and of course quicker. So hopefully Amazon finds this pretty good, because this is totally dope. And I complain all the time how I don't like ordering things online because it takes forever and I'm just too scared to get it. So hopefully Amazon, this first store, goes through. So my verdict for this hate it or love it for the Amazon store is definitely love it. And next, for your hate it or love it, is this Pixel waffle maker machine. So I love food. I don't know how many times I've addressed that, but I love food. And you know how your parents tell you when you're younger, actually they still tell me now that they think about it, is not to play with your food. But if you had the chance to actually play with your food and actually not get in trouble, would you do it? I mean, I totally would. So their company Pixel, they made this cool awesome waffle maker. It's made with this special silicone tray that allows you to customize your waffles, so you can make little things onto your waffles. So but it's not a circular waffle, it's a square waffle, if that makes any sense. Yeah, so you just push the dimples in to make your own design. So I saw the picture they have for the waffle, so you can draw like a heart, a smiley face, a letter onto your waffle. So you pour the batter into the mold and then you cook it. It's like a regular simple waffle maker where you open and close it for like 30 seconds, and you open it, and then voila, you've created your perfect waffle art. So it's not available yet online, but you can check out quirky.com to give a price and rate it and see how well you like it. So you know the company that did make it would be able to see how much they can sell it for, how much they should market it for. So my verdict for this Pixel waffle maker is totally love it. It brings out, you know, my inner Leslie Knope. If you guys haven't watched Parks and Rec, I suggest you watch it now, because that woman loves the waffles. So for this Pixel waffle maker, I love it. And for the Jewelry Bra, I love that in the Amazon store. I love that. So this week's word, Hate It or Love It, is pretty much all pretty good. So check that out. So make sure you get the Joey Bride, joeybride.com, Amazon store if you're in the New York area. Check that out. I would suggest rather use that than ordering online if I was out there. And the Pixel Waffle Maker at quirky.com. So that's it for your Hate It or Love It for the week. Next up, I got your Girl of the Week. So this is a pretty dope story that I'm so encouraged for everybody to listen to know who she is. So next up, I got your Girl of the Week. And right now, I got the classic Miss Aaliyah with Are You That Somebody? and that was Aaliyah with Are You That Somebody. So for this week's Girl of the Week, I have Malala Yousafzai. So there honestly is no way for anyone to not know who this girl is. Yeah, because she's literally one of the most amazing, youngest, like most inspiring girls of this generation. So backstory of Malala. So in 2009, she started to write an online diary about her experience living under the Taliban rule in Pakistan's northern Swat Valley. So she spoke her opinions on the restrictions on education rights for girls and how, you know, how they're so repressed in that country. And she also became a campaigner for women's rights and education. And with all that, you know, all her outspokenness, all her opinions, it drew the attention of the Pakistan Taliban. So in 3 years since she started her blog, on October 9th, she was on her way home from school, and two gunmen actually stopped her school van, took her out, and shot her in the head. She was only 15 at that time, and she actually survived. Oh my god, if I was 15 and I got shot in the head, I don't know what my mental mentality would be like. I don't think I would be even saying about that happened to me. But she survived that incident, and honestly, it just made her stronger, and her drive for rights and education for the girls of her country, it made her strive even harder. She even worked so much harder from where she was before. She literally followed the quote, basically, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. So although things in her homeland have not been the best, she has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize because, you know, they said that any contribution to resolving any conflict is, of course, good. So she believes in getting the rights of women, children, and every human being.
And I'm proud that I'm the first Pakistani and the first young woman or the first young person who is getting this award. It's a great honor for me.
So like I said, she's totally the youngest, she is the youngest, she's only 17 years old right now, who's received the Nobel Peace Prize. And you know, things with Pakistan and America is not very that well, so she's one of the first Pakistanis to receive the award. And she wasn't the only one who was awarded this week. She was also awarded with Kailash Satyarthi. He is an Indian children's rights activist. So the Norwegian Nobel company wanted to draw attention to problems that happen globally. So which are, of course, the child labor and limits imposed on women and girls by radical Islamists. So the International Business Times states, the fact that Kailash, a tireless advocate for the end of child slavery, is from India, while Malala is from Pakistan, was a major focus of Malala's press conference in England on Friday. The countries have a long history of tension, and she was inspired by the fact that they were awarded the prize together to speak about the importance of the two countries being able to have peace in the future. Here's a clip of Malala on her speech talking about how she thinks that there should be respect for everyone in the world, no matter what color, no matter what skin they have.
It does not matter what's the color of your skin, what language do you speak, what religion you believe in. It is that we should all consider each other as human beings, and we should respect each other, and we should all fight for our rights, for the rights of children, for the rights of women, and for the rights of every human being.
So like I said, Malala continued her speech, and she pretty much killed it. And she wanted to embrace that she wasn't the only one that is changing things. She loves the fact that Malala and Kailash are working together, even though their countries aren't the very well, even though their countries don't get along very well. So, you know, I've never been around suppressed areas where, you know, I couldn't do anything because of my race or my gender, or live in a place where education is prohibited because of how I was born, you know? But at that young age, to have something to fight for and actually prove to the world that even though I'm young, even though I live in a country that doesn't respect me, you know, things like that, and she's still going for it. She still wants to bring rights, even though people constantly will put her down, constantly even try to kill her. Oh my god, people try to kill her. And it's just so admirable for her. And you know, I could barely get out of the bed every morning. That's such a struggle for me. So seeing her doing all these things is so inspiring. So she continues with her speech and saying that there's more that the world can get, that the world is going to get from her.
it is not only an award for what I've done, but it is also an encouragement for giving me hope, for giving me the courage to go and continue this campaign, to believe in myself and to know that I'm not alone. There are hundreds and thousands and millions who are supporting me.
So there is a whole bunch of people supporting Malala. And there's an awesome article in Time that I read saying she's basically the real-life Harry Potter, you know, minus the magic and the spells and the wizarding world and stuff. So she, you know, she gets shot in the head, which leaves a scar in her head. And this Harry Potter is almost murdered, left a scar in his head. So an expert of the article states if the Taliban had read Harry Potter, they might recognize that in trying to kill Malala, they created a powerful threat. Dumbledore says in Harry Potter, in the Order of Phoenix to Harry, is in marking you with that scar, he did not kill you. He intended, but gave you powers and a future. So some great words from Dumbledore, because it does relate to Malala. So this whole thing just made her stronger and more powerful. And with this Nobel Peace Prize, it proves that hard work does come with great appreciation. So a big shout out to Malala. This is just honestly the beginning for her. She is only 17, and think about her in 10 years and how much she can change and affect the world. So check out her book, I Am Malala. That's definitely on my reading to-do list over break. So next up, after this, I got your clown of the day and this weird story clown of the day. And coming right up, I got another classic from the 2000 era, All I Have by Jennifer Lopez.
Baby, I'm what you have.
You'll be mean to me, but you may.
Be easy, don't make decisions when you're mad.
The path you chose to run alone.
I know you're independent, you can make it on your own.
Here with me, you had a home.
But time is of the essence, why spend it alone, huh? Pride is what you had, baby girl, I'm what you have.
You'll be mean to me, but too bad.
Be easy, don't make decisions when you're mad.
The path you chose to run alone.
I know you're independent, you can make it on your own.
Here with me, you had a home.
But time is of the essence, why spend it alone, huh?
And that was All I Have by Jennifer Lopez featuring LL Cool J. So I haven't noticed by now, most of my songs I'm playing tonight is basically all throwbacks. My roommates and I were talking how these old songs were seriously just the songs of our elementary, middle school. And we're just looking back at it like, oh my God, I couldn't believe like this was a song back then. Or just about those funny memories from like old relationships, weird things that we used to do when we were kids and stuff. So those are some like some of these old throwbacks that I absolutely love and still don't mind driving down the street blasting it through my car radio. So for your clown of the week, who is the clown of the day? So this story is just pretty much pretty weird to me. It's one of those things you see in a comedy movie or, you know, some super dramatic soap opera, like, you know, a telenovela, or for the Filipinos, it's a teleseries. So it's one of those kind of stories. And starts off, you know, a bachelorette party. Things go down, you know, just things go down. It's a bachelor party. What do you expect? So in Valencia, Spain, the bridesmaids hired a dwarf stripper to entertain the girls for the night. Yeah, that's it. You know, stripper, bachelor party, hand in hand. Kind of simple. And, you know, she gets married, blah, blah, blah. 9 months later, she gives birth to a child. The groom, of course, thinking it is his child the whole time she was pregnant. So, you know, why wouldn't it be? You know, you get married to the girl, you've been with her for that long, you're getting married. But turns out, the wife did a little something with a little something she had at her party 9 months prior. The way she figured out that the child was not hers was that the baby was born with dwarfism. So no one, her friends, her family, the people who were at the party, I don't know, what kind of friends are you? Did not know that like she had a one-night stand with the male stripper that her friends had hired, and she didn't know she wasn't sure if it was his baby or her baby, or she even remembered the night. But she had the baby in her arms and she broke down and confessed what happened that bachelor party night. So the name of the woman has not been released, and I know for sure she feels completely bad. But I don't know, what kind of homies do you have at your bachelorette party that don't keep an eye on you? Like, hey, where's the bride? Like, oh no, she's missing. I don't know, maybe they were just too turned or something, but sadly for her, this did not end well. Don't know how their relationship went, but I do want to follow this story. Hopefully someone comes out, or maybe this becomes more national, or hopefully someone comes up with more of the story that I can catch you guys up on where they're at right now. So in Valencia, this is in Valencia, Spain. And this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu with the Nyx Mix at 6. So that's it for your clown of the day in Valencia, Spain. I don't have her name, which I did, but I will try to follow the story and see what actually happens to the girl with the baby, the husband, the stripper, if he wants to get, you know, custody, because, you know, it's his child and stuff. So hopefully they can bring out something, a more of an update with that. So that is it for your clown of the day. And next up, I have your new song of the week. So right now, I got you guys another classic throwback slow jam, one of the best ones in my opinion, that still works, that still works today, that still sounds so good today. It is So Into You by Fabulous featuring Tamia.
Yeah. can't really explain it. I'm so into you now, I wanna be more than a friend of you now. When they ask, I mention my baby girl in the interviews now. And I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now. Cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now. But girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, they wear bikinis in the winter too now. What you think about? Tan lines on the skin of you now. Why wouldn't I wanna spend a few thou? On Fifth Ave, shopping sprees, and them dinners to chow. I ain't concerned what other men would do now. As long as when I slide up in you, you growl. And any dude with you, he better be a kin of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you. Flashing, I would have traded it all in orderly fashion. The villa in Florida, we crashing just off the shore, so you can hear when the water be splashing. The drop top three and a quarter, we dashing. The flawless diamonds in the border, we flashing. The money we ought to be stashing. I make sure every quarter be cashing. I can't really explain. My friends be thinking I'm slipping. These girls be thinking I'm tripping. What kind of weed you be smoking? What type of drinks you be sipping? Sweet thing, just to think of you dipping. What had me with the blues so hard, you would think I was crippin'. Now you relaxin' in the bins. Credit cards with no limits, so you don't worry about maxin' when you spend. But since you've been asking about the friends, how'd you like it if both our names had Jackson on the ends? Girl, the way you cook a steak, remind me of them strips and roof crits. You love my smile, no matter how chipped my tooth is. With you, it ain't because my whips is ruthless. So sit on from dipped up deuces, and you ain't flattered by canary envious dip taste. Cover ballers look dumb when they press you. Fives and sixes, you don't let them kind of numbers impress you. Even though I was somewhat successful, me and a player was becoming too stressful. But ever since, the superwoman has come to my rescue. My winter's been wonderful, my summer's been special. The same bar while the villa be painted, just so we can get really acquainted. The love is real, there's no way it can feel like it's tainted, but I can't really explain it. Yeah.
And that was Fabulous featuring Tamia with So Into You. So right now I got your Harley D and Lady Boss drops. So first up, we got Harley D with some new news today.
Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3 minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. Police in Troy, Michigan arrested a 49-year-old mother whom they say enlisted her daughter, a young boy, and a 61-year-old woman to help her shoplift clothing and other items from an Old Navy. A security camera footage showed the four entering the store shortly after 8 p.m. and then fanning out to different areas, where they proceeded to stuff various items into bags. Security guards were able to catch the 11-year-old girl and the 61-year-old woman, but the girl's mother and the young boy got away. According to the Detroit News, after the girl's mother failed to pick her up at the police station, officers called the woman at home. She initially denied being at the store in the first place, but then called an hour later and admitted that she lied about the incident because she was scared. Nevertheless, the woman still refused to turn herself in or pick up her daughter, who was finally retrieved by an aunt later that night. The woman is now wanted for retail fraud, child neglect, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. The author of Washington's recreational marijuana law has suggested that Spokane test its sewage for traces of the cannabis chemical THC to get a more accurate picture of pot use by residents. American Civil Liberties Union lawyer Allison Holcomb proposed the idea at a Tuesday meeting of the City Council's Marijuana Policy Subcommittee. She got the idea from researchers at the University of Washington Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute, where they have previously tested sewage in Oregon and Washington for the presence of illegal drugs like cocaine and methamphetamine. Holcomb said Tuesday that testing the sewage for THC provides a more accurate level of trends than self-reporting on surveys in which people are asked about their drug use. A Bay Area man has come up with a comfortable invention. A San Francisco financier, Jesse Herzog, has invented the so-called Suitsie. It looks like a typical business suit worn over a white t-shirt, but hidden behind the button is a zipper that runs from the fly to the neck. The sleeves poking out from under the jacket cuffs are fake, and the shirt front is connected to the blazer. So, I was at work and I was just thinking, you know, I need a way to look professional, but feel like I'm in my pajamas all the time. Seems reasonable, and it's also just a little bit more efficient way to get ready in the morning, Herzog said. The suit is currently turning to crowdfunding through San Francisco clothing label Beta Brand. And that has been it for your 3-minute break. I'm Harley D.
And that was Harley D with the Harley D 3-minute breaks. Next up, I got Bosco with her drops.
This is DJ Bosco with another Bosco break. If you like shopping online, you'll be used to the endless stream of disappointing deals and sales pushed in front of you by retailers every day. They just never quite turn out to be the bargains they claim to be. Very few outlets offer extremely low prices on premium products, and even few make the experience of purchasing them fun and entertaining. But there are still some amazingly good deals to find out there that'll save you heaps of money. But they only exist on a handful of websites. One such retailer is a new online auction website called Quibids, who have worked out a way to sell you must-have products at prices that are so low you won't believe your eyes. Their product range is extensive and includes some of the most sought-after consumer items available. Examples are Apple devices, iPads, iPhones, and MacBooks, to HD televisions, Nikon cameras, and even jewelry and gift cards to premium retailers. To understand how this works, you first need to know what an entertainment auction is. This auction model is different to traditional online auction formats such as eBay. Every time a bid is placed, a charge of a few cents is made to their customers. Added up, these small individual charges amount to quite a lot. This enables them to sell an item that costs hundreds or even thousands of dollars for no more than 30 or 40 bucks. Simply put, the retail prices they charge are by far the lowest available online. Every time a customer bids, the auction is extended by no more than 20 seconds, and the last person who placed a bid when the clock time reaches zero receives the right to purchase the item at the discounted price. While you get a big buzz from winning an auction, strategizing over when to bid and how many bids to place is also huge fun. CEO Matt Beckman said that they are growing incredibly fast and that their numbers of customers now reaches into the millions. This is a new type of shopping that appeals to a mass audience. Consumers expect more when they shop these days, and Quibids offers that, he said. For an auction winner, the true cost of the item purchased is slightly higher than the final price the auction ended with, because the auction winner would have spent a few dollars bidding several times in the auction. Typically, this amount is fairly modest, so when both elements are added up, customers on average save around 75 to 85% of cost. For those who participate in any auction and don't win, they are able to use a buy now feature to purchase the product at a discounted rate, which is the listed price minus the value of the bids they have placed. This basically means the auctions are a no loss proposition, which is pretty amazing. So if you are looking to save up to 90% on items such as brand new iPads for $32, a Samsung HD TV for $37, or a Canon Rebel T3i camera bundle for $27, check out Quibids today. That's the end of your Bosco break. Back to the show.
Thank you, Harley, D, and Bosco, for the 3 minute drops. Next up, I got some Justin Timberlake featuring T.I. with My Love. I'm another woman that can take your spot, my.
If I wrote you a symphony, just to say how much you mean to me.
What would you do?
If I told you you were beautiful, would you date me on the regular?
Tell me, would you?
Well, baby, I've been around the world, but I ain't seen myself another girl
like you.
This ring here represents my heart, but there's just one thing I need from you.
Say I do, because I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grassland side by side. You could be my baby, let me make you my lady. Girl, you amaze me, ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love,
so don't give away.
My love,
so don't give away.
My love.
Chance go by, cause you ain't been seen with a man so fly. Baby, friend so fly, I can't go fly. Private, cause I handle my D.I., they call me Candle Guy.
Why?
Simply cause I am on fire. I hate to have to cancel my vacation, so you can't deny. I'm patient, but I ain't gon' try. You don't come, I ain't gon' die. Hold up, what you mean you can't go? Why? Me and your boyfriend, we ain't no tie. You say you wanna kick it when I ain't so high. But baby, it's obvious that I ain't your guy. I ain't gon' lie, I feel your space. Don't forget your face, I swear I will.
Same part, same bullet, anywhere I cheer.
Just bring with me a pair, I will.
I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grassland side by side. You can be my baby, when you're making my lady. Girl, you amaze me, ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love.
And that was Justin Timberlake featuring T.I. with My Love. So coming right up, I have your Dirty Talk of the Week. So first off, the new couple alert. So it is official, Ariana Grande and Big Sean. I don't agree with this couple at all. I just can't see why they're together, if that makes any sense. So like, I'm still wondering why him and Naya Rivera did break up, because they made such a cute couple. And literally, like, they're engaged to be married, and they broke it off. Of course, so they broke it off, but then Naya still gets married the same day, same dress, same place, same pretty much everything, except with a different guy. So Naya totally just broke up, still had her wedding, still did her thing, and just had a different guy. So I don't know what he did, but he must have done something super bad, because honestly, I don't think the girl, you know, is that mean. A woman is that mean enough to just be like, hey, I'm still getting married, just not with you, and I'm totally still gonna use everything we paid for, everything we planned, just not with you. He must have done something super bad for her to, you know, to go back at him and just take him like that. So Ariana was asked by the Telegraph magazine if they were dating for sure, and she says, yes, he is one of the most amazing men in the world, and that includes my grandfather and a brother. Like I said, I do not agree with this couple at all. I don't see why he would like her. She's not really all there for me. I liked her more as a Nickelodeon star than a singer. She's just bland. Like, how do you go from Naya Rivera to Ariana Grande? Like, that is not an upgrade, more of a super downgrade. But yeah, you know, I'm just still bitter. So hopefully, you know, this doesn't last, because I thought Kanye and Kim wasn't gonna last, and you know they're still lasting. They got kids together. They got a kid together. So hopefully this is just a little thing for him to get over Naya or something. Just let's not just last together. And next up, who has a new love? And I'm so happy for her to actually find somebody. So Miss Leia Michelle. So I wasn't a big fan of her in Glee, because her character Rachel was pretty annoying. And I don't think Rachel was anybody's favorite character, or not that I know of. But for a fact, to me, she has a heart of gold. So after Corey Monty died, who was her fiance at that time? I think he was her fiance at the time. He died over an overdose, which is crazy, because I guess she didn't know that he was on drugs, because, you know, people hide it like that. But she did do a speech. I remember it was the Teen Choice Awards, maybe earlier this year. And I have so much respect for her after dealing with her fiance's death, after seeing, you know, people talking about, like, how did you not know your man was on drugs? She still got up to the stage, accepted her award for, I think it was for him or something. But that just gives her enough strength. Like, hey, even though all these people are saying all these stuff about me, I still have the strength to just go up there and be the powerful woman, the powering woman she is. So recently this weekend, she posted a picture on Instagram to share a cute shadow picture of her new boo thing, Matthew Pates. He is an up-and-coming actor. He holding hands, captioning the picture says, "To love and to be loved is to feel the sun from both sides." Oh, how cute. So they did start dating earlier this month. He actually appeared in her music video, and an insider says she treats her very well and she is very happy. So they're actually living together right now. So good luck to her and her relationship. I hope this lasts, because she really deserves all the love that she can. She is one of the best actresses out there, and Broadway stars, one of the best voice. So that's it for your Dirty Talk of the Week. And next up, I have my new single from Alicia Keys, We Are Here.
Incense. We gon' pray for the innocent, 'cause right now it don't make sense. Right now it don't make sense. Let's talk about Chi-Town. Let's talk about Gaza. Let's talk about Israel. Right now with Israel. Let's talk Nigeria in a mass hysteria. Yeah, our souls are brought together. Save the nation. We're no support for education. Cause right now it don't make sense. Right now it don't make sense. Let's talk about our part. My heart touch your heart. Let's talk about living. Had enough of dying. Not what we all about. Let's do more giving. Do more forgiving. Yeah. Our souls are brought together so that we could love each other. Sister, we
And that was We Are Here by Alicia Keys. So she's actually one of my all-time favorite artists. So it's been a while since the Queen of Soul has actually came out with something. So she dropped this newest track that you just heard called We Are Here. So she dropped the single. If you guys haven't seen, she released a nude pregnant photo that she had, I think, on Instagram with the peace sign on her stomach. So amongst all the crazy things, you know, that are going on in the world, things like Ferguson, Gaza, Syria, her friend, she was with a circle of friends, and they asked her, you know, why are you here? And she took that question very much to heart. So she is now starting her movement, We Are Here movement, to help channel her music and her friends to social justice causes, from things like stricter gun laws to criminal justice reform, from gay rights and even to global girls education, just like Malala's doing. So she encouraged her fans to support 12 specific groups that she endorses. So groups like All Out, which is a gay rights organization, CARE, the aid group, Equal Justice Initiative that combats racial inequity in the criminal justice system, and there's a whole others. And she actually herself donated a million of her own money to be split between the 12 organizations that she's sponsoring. And she hopes that to spread awareness of her movement. So she hopes that with this song that she just put out, We Are Here, that it's going to become one of those, you know, we are the world, we are the children kind of songs that will bring awareness to everybody, whether it's in America, Canada, Australia, Iceland. She hopes to bring that this song can bring people together and to help change the world in a better place. So she says that her songs now will release will address to more serious issues like racism, injustice, poverty, and she aspires to be the moral voice as to the world as also a musical one. So she's using her power of her beautiful voice, her musicians, her musical talents to help spread awareness to these bad things that, you know, people are used to, getting used to every day, but are not helping, you know? So bad things do go on in the world. There's no denying that. And there's such a hard way to stop it since it's been happening for years and years. But there is always good and honest people who want to make it out for the better. So Alicia is definitely one of them. So you can check out her site, wearehere.com, to see how you can help and take action. So you can also support her movement by taking a picture of yourself and hashtagging it, We Are Here. So check it out, wearehere.com. That is your new single for the week. And coming right up, this is some really cool news that I just found out right now. So this way, relating to hip-hop and the love for music and the love for the culture and spreading awareness, the Hip-Hop Awards are actually on right now, which I'm totally sad I'm missing, and I didn't know it was on today. But there is a Cambridge University neuroscientist, Dr. Becky Ingster, who sees hip-hop as a vehicle for impact beyond business and culture. And she actually wants to use rap in experimental ways to help combat and treat mental illnesses. So Dr. Ingster and Dr. Akeem Sule of Cambridge University have created a hip-hop site, which sounds pretty dope, oh my gosh. So Dr. Ingster recently interviewed with The Guardian, saying that rappers don't come from great environments or backgrounds, you know? They don't come from the best, richest families or anything like that. But the lyrics from rappers who come from these places can be key to understanding how people develop and deal with mental illnesses. So one of the techniques she said she wants to explore is to get in the individuals that she's helping to cure, is to write out where they see themselves in a year or two, and to use rap lyrics to outline their future histories. So, you know, you see a lot of people, or you actually see a lot of rappers, a lot of hip-hop artists writing out their struggles. You know, it could be things like, you know, poverty, you know, seeing their friend got shot, you know, trying to help their mom, things like that. You know, they struggle out, they have struggles, and telling them to the world made them successful. You get what I'm saying? Because look at Eminem. He wrote about his first three albums were all about his addiction and how he's trying to overcome it, how he's trying to become a better dad for his daughter. So all those things, that the fact that he wrote them down and he spread to the world, people can relate to. And not only did that bring him success, but it also helped him beat the addiction he has and to grow from his troubles. So writing things down, you know, right, of course, writing things down and saying it is always such a relieving feeling for someone that is going through things. So this is why I love hip-hop, and I don't like that EDC kind of stuff. You know, so hip-hop influences people. It brings, even though hip-hop usually gets a bad point of view from a lot of people, there isn't anything that just doesn't affect music like other people. Well, you know, people out here at my school, all they listen to, you know, you go to a club, it's EDC, and I'm like, I do not want to listen to this kind of thing. That's not my thing, because I don't see as that helping, I don't see that very helping or influencing me to become something better, if that makes any sense. Because you have rappers, you know, of course, rest in peace, Tupac, who wanted to change the world, who wanted to make his music last, and it's still lasting. Oh my God, his music still lasts. To help change the world and to make the world a better place. So you have rappers like that who are trying to do things for the better, and you have artists like I said, like Alicia Keys, who want to use their music and things like EDC. I don't see how that culture is going to help better the world. So hopefully Dr. Ingster, this hip-hop site will go through with her and help a lot of people with mental illness. So she'll be sharing more of her details at the Cambridge Festival next week on October 20th. So hopefully this idea and method goes really well with the people, with the staff, and with the board, because I feel like this is a great way for people with mental illnesses and with problems that can help release their whatever's on their mind. Because you see a lot of, like I said, a lot of these rappers, this is what they do, this is how they better themselves, and this is how they became successful. So that's it for the next Mix Act 6. I hope you guys enjoy tonight. And thanks to you for tuning in with me here at radio.dominican.edu. And tune in again with me next Tuesday from 6 to 7. So hope you guys have a good night. Stay warm. It's finally fall. The weather's finally getting that good, cold, nice, breezy weather. So hope you guys have a good night. See you again next week. And thank you for tuning here with me, DJ Nyx, here at radio.dominican.edu.